This recording, Hungary 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I arrived in Australia in 1957 on the Fair Sea, which was a beautiful ship, and we docked in Melbourne, and we found it quite strange. It was not anything that we were used to see before. And then a bus came, and we were told that we're going to Bonegilla, which was the Commonwealth Immigration Centre. We were in very high spirits because finally we reached our destination and we were really happy. We came from Hungary, which was war-torn and revolution-torn, and we felt we really have made it and we are free, and so we were very happy. So the bus took us on our merry way to Bonegilla, and halfway somewhere along the road we stopped, and the place we went to was a military center, and they had all sorts of equipments and a huge room. We thought it was a room, it probably was a conference room, which was full with something that we couldn't really identify. We went into this room and we were hungry, and then later it turned out to be that they were pies we've never seen before, and the smell put us off, so unfortunately we couldn't eat it. And we arrived to Bonegilla as hungry as little wolves. But it was wonderful.